From the rail to your radio, this is the Horse Racing Radio Network.
And Tice lengthening his stride, trying to get to this long shot old time revival, and he collars him at the 16th pole. It will be enticed, sharp in victory, and wrapped up by Junior Alvarado as they stroll home in the Gotham.
Less than a 16th to go. The leader is still Promises Fulfilled, and Promises Fulfilled will spring the upset to win the Fountain of Youth under our Ryder Ortiz Jr.
From our Jimmy Johns of Lexington studios, welcome to the Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence, manufacturing the V-mesh and non-climb fence you see on horse farms worldwide.
But it's a game of name the margin. This Mendelssohn is going to absolutely demolish them, and this thing's going to go to Kentucky and win by nearly 50 metres, I reckon.
Audible let loose on the outside to take the lead from Mississippi, who's back to second. Hoffberg straightens up and tries to finish up with less than an eighth of a mile to go. It's the Holy Bull winner, Audible, who's clear. Audible by three. Hoffberg can't get him. Mississippi is third. Five Florida Derbies for Todd Pletcher. Audible, no doubt about it.
Now, here's Mike Penna and Jude Feld.
Good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to the Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Penna, Baron of the Backstretch, Jude Feld, Pontiff of the Pick Four, together once again in our Jimmy Johns of Lexington broadcast studios. And you wouldn't know it when you look out or step outside here in the bluegrass this afternoon, and maybe even in New York, where it's a bit chilly at Aqueduct for the Wood Memorial later today. But we are edging ever closer to that. Roses will be contested at Churchill Downs. Of course, we'll be there as your exclusive radio home in partnership with NBC Sports and Westwood One. 28 days, 10 hours, 32 minutes, and, well, that's it. 0 seconds until that run for the Roses, and promises to be a good one. And JT, we are down to the final four, if you want to look at it that way. There are still five points races left with the Lexington Stakes next weekend, but really that race hasn't had much of an impact on the Derby picture since they went to the point system. So I consider it the final four. You've got the three today with the Bluegrass here at Keeneland, which, by the way, temperature is only supposed to get up to the low 40s, and it is currently snowing here in Lexington. A light snow, but it is snowing, and the snow is supposed to continue throughout the morning. You've got the Bluegrass here. You've got the Wood at Aqueduct. Chilly temperatures there, too, only in the upper 40s. And at Santa Anita in Arcadia, California, a bit warmer, low 70s for the Santa Anita Derby. And the rain, which was forecast earlier in the week, according to my phone, does not look like it's going to happen today. So I think we're going to have a fast track for the Santa Anita Derby.
Well, that would be lovely.
That would be great.
That's arguably the best race, right?
Yeah.
So I don't like it when they run, you know, really important races on off tracks. It's
just terrible.
Yeah, it's not good. But it is what it is. We have to deal with it. And 29 degrees in Lexington. That's just ridiculous.
I drove past Keeneland coming in this morning, and right past beautiful Calumet Farm with those white fences and everything. And I would call it, as of now, a dusting of snow on the ground. You can still see pretty much a lot of the bluegrass, which is not really blue at this time of year, but you've got the green grass, a dusting of snow. It's a very light, a very fine snow that's falling here now. And as I said, it's supposed to continue throughout the morning, but I'm not expecting I'm not a meteorologist, but I'm not expecting a whole lot of accumulation. I think they're calling for an inch or two at the most. Shouldn't really affect anything out at Keeneland.
No, I mean, I don't think they're going to cancel racing or anything.
It's going to affect the tailgating.
Well, they've already closed the hill, so, which is a huge plus, in my opinion.
And a later start time, too. The gates are going to open at noon today as opposed to 11. So keep that in mind if you're heading out to the races.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, dicey on the roads. But, you know, 29 degrees, have a good day.
Yeah, dress warm if you're going to Keeneland or Aqueduct today. Not surprising to see that kind of weather at Aqueduct, but here in Keeneland in the Bluegrass, it certainly is. On this first Saturday in April.
It's 74 in Bridgetown, by the way, if anybody cares.
Barbados.
Yeah.
Well, last week we sat here on the same program at Gulfstream Park, and it was a good 30 to 40 degrees warmer, as you would expect, at Gulfstream for the Florida Derby. And let me come back to something I said here a minute ago. I said we're down to the final four. So you've got the three today. You have the Arkansas Derby next Saturday, and of course that Lexington Stakes, but we're going to talk about the big four 100 points to the winner races. So the three today, Arkansas Derby next weekend. Let's look at that Florida Derby for just a second and look back on that race, Jude. Audible, many people were saying, okay, he's not going to have the same kick going a mile and an eighth. He's vulnerable in this spot. A lot of people were playing against him. Hoffberg ran a monster race in his stakes debut to be second in there. Actually looked for a minute at the top of the stretch like he was going to run right by Audible, and then Audible kind of rebroke and pulled away at the end. Your thoughts on the Florida Derby?
Well, I thought it was a good race. I think Audible's run two bang-up races. You have to consider him a huge Kentucky Derby threat. He finishes well. Hoffberg, I don't know. He's biting off a lot, but he ran good in the Florida Derby. You can't take that away from him. I don't know if he has enough seasoning to win the Kentucky Derby, but it looks like he's got a lot of talent. He's a blue sky horse going forward, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, it was a good race again for Audible, and he seems to, you know, not be bothered by the fact that his pedigree might be a little towards speed. I mean, but there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, it's whether you're trained up for the distance or not. And he certainly, Todd's done a very good job with
that. Well, Todd is now, well, he owns the 1 and the 1A, if you want to look at it that way, in terms of the horses that have the most Derby points so far. He has Audible and Noble Indy, winner of the Louisiana Derby, both sitting at 110 points. Both, by the way, ridden by John Velasquez. And now the Hall of Famer has a decision to make over the next couple of weeks before he gets to Louisville as to which of those two he may want to stick with. You have Mendelsohn, who last week absolutely annihilated the field in the UAE Derby in his dirt debut. And then you have Bolt Doro in 4 and Tyst in 5th. We're going to see Bolt Doro in the Santa Anita Derby and Entice in the Wood Memorial today. How about Mendelsohn? Is this horse a legitimate prospect to be the first horse to come from the UAE Derby and win the Kentucky Derby now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's traveled here and won. He's won on every surface that we race on. His race in Dubai was ridiculously good.
Yeah.
He ran 2 seconds faster than Thundersnow did. So, I mean, there's a lot of things to like about
it. It has
him.
A great dirt pedigree.
Yeah, he has a fantastic just pedigree in general. I mean, I don't know, dirt, turf, he runs on anything.
As they say here in the bluegrass, kin to beholder.
Yeah. Kin to beholder, kin to into mischief. I mean, you know, this horse. They paid $3 million for him, so, you know, but hats off to Coolmore for stepping up to the plate on this one, paying $3 million bucks for him and having him turn out the way that he has. I mean, most of the time, those horses that people shell a lot of money out for, they don't pan out nearly this good.
Yeah.
This horse he's a pretty nice horse. I mean, he might be a great horse at the end of the day. You know, he's early on in his career, but he's done everything right. I mean, it's very impressive.
Yeah, certainly one that you need to keep an eye on as we make our way down that road to the first Saturday in May. Now, I mentioned those three prep races. We're going to talk in depth about each of those races as we move throughout the 2 hours for you here this morning. The Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland, the Wood at Aqueduct, the Santa Anita Derby in California. We're going to have exclusive radio coverage of all three races coming your way this afternoon, beginning at 5:30 Eastern time. Yeah, you'll hear all three with us on HRN. 5:30 Eastern, JT and I will take you through that coverage. It's all presented by our friends at Red Brand Fence, and it will air, a programming note, it will air on Sirius XM 83. It will air locally here in Lexington on Hank 96.1 FM as well. So make sure you keep an eye on that. You can always stream us on our website, horseracingradio.net, on your phone, your computer, your tablet, whatever it might be. Bluetooth us in your car. You can listen to that coverage coming up 5:30 Eastern. Should be an outstanding afternoon of thoroughbred racing. Our poll question for this morning, you can weigh in on our Twitter feed at HRRN, and it goes like this. Of the three Derby prep races today, the Bluegrass, the Wood, and the Santa Anita Derby, which is most likely to produce the Kentucky Derby winner? So basically, which one, in terms of the strength of schedule, which one is the best? The Bluegrass, the Wood, the Santa Anita Derby, which one most likely to produce the Kentucky Derby winner? And you can weigh in right now at HRRN on Twitter, Horse Racing Radio Network on Facebook. JT, busy show. Here's what's coming up. Our good friend Jesse Ullery from Keeneland is going to join us. He's a sales associate there and now hosting the race analysis in between all the big races there at Keeneland throughout the meet. So you're going to get a chance to hear from Jesse. He'll take a look at the big races at Keeneland, give you an update on some of the track conditions there as we kick things off for you after this first commercial break. Kieran McLaughlin's going to join us from New York right around 8:33 Eastern. Kieran sending out Enticed in today's Wood Memorial. We'll talk to him about his Derby prospect. Then Hall of Famer Bob Baffert and Mick Ruiz. They took the time to visit with Jude and Anthony, the Big A, respectively, this past week. You're going to hear from Baffert sitting down with Jude and Mick Ruiz talking with Anthony. Those interviews coming up at 8:48 Eastern time. Of course, Bob sending out Justify this afternoon in the Santa Anita Derby. Mick Ruiz, Bolt Doro. He actually has two in the Santa Anita Derby, but all eyes going to be on Bolt Doro for sure. Michael Hernan and Steve Castagnolo are going to be with us for the entire second hour of the program to handicap the big races around the country. Michael from Gainesway, Stevie from Kempton Bloodstock. So a lot of ground to cover over the course of the next 2 hours, JT.
Yeah, well, we have the poor man's three tenors on in the second hour.
Just the two tenors.
Oh, just two?
Yeah, Michael and Stevie. No, Johnny. Johnny Gasper, usually a regular on this program during Keeneland. In Florida this morning, so.
Smart man.
I can't blame him.
He's one of the sharpest guys in racing, John Gaspar.
He is a sharp guy.
If he tells you it's Easter, paint your eggs.
All right, we're back to visit with Jesse Ullery from Keeneland. We kick it off next on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Red Brand Fence, manufacturing the V-mesh and non-climb fence you see on horse farms worldwide.
Hello, I'm Eric Hamelback, CEO of the National HBPA. Thoroughbred owners and trainers know the importance of keeping their horse on schedule, on the track, and injury-free. Even a small injury can result in losing precious time and serious money. That's why farms worldwide trust Keep Safe V-Mesh Fence from Red Brand. The strong mesh design flexes on impact and reduces injuries, keeping your athletes on schedule and on the track. Learn more about Keep Safe V-Mesh Horse Fence at redbrand.com.
Spendthrift Stallion Golden Sense, a record-setting three-time Grade 1 winner and best son of emerging top sire Into Mischief, a winner of the Santa Anita Derby at 3 and one of the most brilliant milers of his generation, becoming the first horse to win back-to-back Breeders' Cup miles. Golden Sense also set a Del Mar track record, winning the Grade 2 Pat O'Brien Stakes in 120.99. Golden Sense, standing at Spendthrift.
Woodford Feed, where tradition merges with technology. Family-owned since 1940 and providing exceptional customer service, Woodford Feed specializes in the highest quality feed, using only the finest ingredients to ensure optimal nutrition for your horses. In addition, Woodford Feed can help with all your farm needs, including field seed, fertilizer, and weed control. So whether your horse is sprinting around the racetrack or has a foal by her side, count on Woodford Feed to provide the quality nutrition necessary to perform at the highest level. Woodford Feed, Versailles, Kentucky.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Have you been looking for high quality, consistent, and palatable hay, along with a company that offers personal service and attention? Well, your search is over. Washington Hay Company has been feeding your dream for more than 25 years with only the highest quality hay. Their three-tie red, white, and blue string certifies their hay is grown in Washington State's Ellensburg Valley. And with delivery to Keeneland, Churchill Downs, and farms in central Kentucky, Washington Hay Company is feeding your dream. Call Brad Green at 859-588-5480.
Hi, this is Doug O'Neill. My favorite radio show is the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Red Brand Fence. This freaky fast performance is brought to you by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns.
Bravazo to the lead. Free Drop Billy moves up on the outside. Ready Prospector in third. Lionite a wide fourth. Ez Motion, Give Me a Minute. Free Drop Billy runs by for the lead into the final furlong of the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity. Free Drop Billy opening up by three. Bravazo in second. Lionite third. Lone Sailor fourth. Give Me a Minute fifth. But no catching. Free Drop Billy, who wins it for Robbie Alvarado. Bravazo was home second. Lone Sailor rallied up for third. Close for fourth. Lionite or Give Me a Minute. The time, 1:45 2/5 seconds.
Welcome back to the Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Our very own Kurt Becker with the call of that Breeders' Futurity last fall at Keeneland. Free Drop Billy, best that afternoon, and much the best, as he drew off to win by four. He is one of three Grade 1 winners going to the post in this afternoon's Grade 2 Toyota Bluegrass Stakes at Keeneland. That caps a card that features five stakes races, all highlighted by that Grade 2 Bluegrass. Post time 6:23 Eastern. And again, we'll have that coverage coming up for you this afternoon, beginning at 5:30 Eastern here on the network. Jesse Ullery is one of the sales associates at Keeneland. He is also host of their Paddock Show, along with Katie Micolay. And Jesse is with us now to talk a little Keeneland racing. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on, and hope you're staying warm this morning.
Yeah, happy to have you on board. I hope you're staying warm as well. You know, oftentimes we talk about looking for the mutters. Do you look for the horses with the snowshoes on later this afternoon?
We'll be looking for those, and I think that, you know, this will give a new definition to a firm turf course.
Is there a difference between firm and frozen?
I think we're about to find out today.
It's lovely weather here, 29 degrees, and Keeneland said they were making some special preparations for the races today. What have you guys been thinking about? What are you prepared for?
Well, the biggest thing, Jude, has just been time. And time is, you're just kind of waiting for the storm to pass. From my track management days, just a few years ago back in Oklahoma, unfortunately, we've dealt with snow. We've also dealt with some pretty extreme weather there as well, being in Tornado Alley. So the biggest thing is time. Obviously, you need to take into consideration Lasix time and all that. So the all graded stakes pick five doesn't start until the sixth race. So there is a little bit of time, but we've canceled our Sunrise trackside this morning. And we've given our grounds crew the opportunity to make sure that the grounds is in the best shape that it can be in, that it's in the safest it can be in. And frankly, just walking around here this morning, the roads are really in good condition here on site. The grandstands look absolutely amazing. There is still some snow flurries coming down, but Javier Barajas, our track superintendent, and his crew are doing a great job making sure the racing surface is going to be the safest it can be for our athletes today.
Yeah, the dining rooms and the bar area is going to be packed at Keeneland this afternoon on Bluegrass Stakes Day. Jesse, let's start by taking a look at that Grade 2 Bluegrass so that we make sure we get this one in, and then we'll kind of work backward through some of the other stakes. But 14 horses plus the one also eligible were entered this past Tuesday when entries were taken. Number 5, Quip, is going to await the Arkansas Derby next weekend, so he'll be scratched from this afternoon's Bluegrass. What do you think? How'd you see this race?
You know, to me, Mike, it's a wide open race. We heard the Free Drop Billy segment. They're coming back from the commercial break, and I think it's a really interesting rider change to Irad Ortiz. I believe Robbie Alvarado is going to be in New York today to ride, but you listen to some of those horses that he outran here in the Breeders' Futurity last year. Bravazo, Lone Sailor, they came back to be really, really good competitors here at the age of three. It's been a little bit of a slow start. I don't think Dale Romans would disagree for this horse, but when you consider that he was beaten 5.5 lengths by Audible, kind of had not the best of trips and a one-turn mile at the Gotham, I really do feel this is a true two-turn horse. So probably the one-turn Gotham didn't set up real great for him. But I think he's a horse that really merits some consideration here. And the Albaugh Family Stables and Dale Romans trying to do the same thing that they did with Brody's Cause a few years ago, trying to win the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity and the Toyota Bluegrass in back-to-back years with the same horse. So I think he's a horse that really merits some consideration and a great price in the morning line at 5-1.
What do you make of Flame Away? He seems like a really hard-knocking horse to me.
You know, he really is. He is a horse that I feel almost has some tactical speed. I mean, I know he's got to be towards the front end, obviously, when he wins races. But I thought the race that he ran at Tampa Bay was just a bang-up race. And Quip really made a heck of a move to catch him on the line. But to me, Flame Away was really a good horse. He got bumped at the start. He steadied through that race. I mean, honestly, didn't have the cleanest trip. And you just hit the nail on the head. He is a hard-knocking racehorse. And what a job by Mark Cassie. This is a horse that they had pegged to run on the turf, and why wouldn't they? He's the son of Scat Daddy. But this horse has made the change back to the dirt surface and has really, really blossomed. And oddly enough, he's got another horse, Determinant, who's drawing in off the also eligibles in the same situation. He's ran exclusively on the turf. He's by Tappet. They're going to give him a try on the dirt today. So just a great credit to Mark Cassie for bringing this horse along the way that he has.
Yeah, he runs on pretty much any surface. And it was interesting to me that they didn't even have him nominated to the Triple Crown until the last nomination. So, you know, they obviously didn't really think of him as a Derby horse, but man, he has some pretty solid credentials.
You know, June, that's a great point. And I'm wondering just if I had heard maybe there was a clerical error on that as well, but also the fact that I'm not really sure if they'd really consider this until the off the turf Bourbon here at Keeneland last year. That race was supposed to be a prep for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, and Flame Away ended up still going to that race because he won the Win and You're In Bourbon Stakes here that was taken off the grass, but he really ran so well on the main track that day. I wonder if maybe that played into the consideration a little bit with that angle.
Yeah, that might be, but we know he can handle anything that comes his way, which is what we might have this afternoon.
You know, it's funny, we've been talking about the bluegrass here, Jesse, for a few minutes and have not yet mentioned champion Good Magic, who is in this field. He's the 2-1 morning line favorite. This is a horse that last time out may be a little bit short in his 3-year-old debut in the Fountain of Youth. He still ends up finishing third behind Promises Fulfilled. What do you make of Good Magic? Is this the time he steps forward and says, yeah, I'm one of the ones to beat on the first Saturday in May?
It's hard to discount a champion, and it's clearly hard to discount Chad Brown after we saw analyze it yesterday. I was, frankly, a little skeptical, and shame on me for being skeptical in the paddock yesterday and in the pre-race show about analyze it drawing the 12 post and coming off of a layoff, but that proved to be no problem. So I think Chad Brown has this horse really ready to go. I watched him train two mornings ago, and he made a couple of laps around the main track here and looked really, really good that second time around. The Fountain of Youth can be a tough race, as we know. I mean, the mile and a 16th distance can be a little bit odd there. I'm not sure if that's what they're chalking it up to, or maybe the horse just needed one. But his work pattern suggests that he's ready to go off of that race in the Fountain of Youth. And I don't think you can necessarily hold that race against him. But it is funny. I mean, he's 2-1 in the morning line, and you're right. We haven't mentioned this horse until now. And I think that just speaks to the volume of the depth of quality in this race.
You know, California horses have had a history of stepping up and running some big races in the bluegrass. You look back to last year with the maiden IRAP, who pulled off the upset for Doug O'Neill. You look back to Dance with Fate in 2014, and you had, Bob Baffert sent out Sinister Minister in 2006, Millennium Wind going back to 2001. California horses have done pretty well. How about Kantaka, the West Point Thoroughbred color bearer? What do you think of Kantaka?
I was actually at Santa Anita for his San Vicente win, which was visually impressive. And it was kind of a tough track to make up a lot of ground on. But Jerry Hollendorfer's been very confident in this horse from day one. I was out there during the nomination period for the Bluegrass, and this is the first horse that came out of his mouth when taking nominations for the Bluegrass. Obviously, it's tough to make of the race last time out against horses like McKenzie and Bolt Doro, but I thought ran a very respectable third, especially considering that he was pretty much, I mean, down to his knees at the start. I mean, the running lines say bobbled start, but I'm not sure that's doing it justice. This horse absolutely had the ground break out from underneath him. So for him to rally to be third, I thought was really a heck of an effort. And if there is, it looks like there is enough pace in this race. And if it falls apart, this horse coming from off the pace could really benefit for that. You do wonder about the mile and an eighth. That is kind of my one concern, being by Jimmy Creed and out of a Newmark mare. It doesn't really scream two turns, but there's no reason the horse couldn't get there, and I'm not going to doubt Jerry Hollendorfer.
Yeah, I mean, you can't leave Jerry Hollendorfer out, and the horse should get a perfect trip, I would think.
Absolutely, and Julian Leperoux, obviously very capable rider, more than capable rider, takes over for Flavian Pratt. And Julian knows how to win races here, and I think it's interesting that he's riding this horse as opposed to And now we haven't got scratches yet, but I'm assuming he's going to stay here as Tyler Gavilion was named on to terminate. So, just interesting that Julian's not on one of the Cassie horses and that he's riding Kentucky here.
Talking with Keeneland's Jesse Ullery here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, the Equine Forum presented by Red Brand Fence. Jesse, give us your top three in the Toyota Bluegrass this afternoon.
So I'm actually going to look towards Free Drop Billy, Marconi, and Sporting Chance. I'm not done on Sporting Chance. I think you look back at that Rebel race. Dwayne Lucas mentioned he was a little flat after that race, but think about it. 12 days before the race, he worked a mile in 1 minute 41 seconds, then came back and worked a bullet 5/8. So I think coming into this race, or bullet half mile, excuse me, this time, Dwayne only worked in 5/8 and then a little bit softer half mile at Oaklawn Park. The Oaklawn Park form, it's a little early to tell how well it's transferring. Horses out of the fairgrounds in Louisiana yesterday just absolutely had a bang-up day. But Sporting Chance is a horse I think we need to take a look at. And Luis Saez, who's the more comfortable pilot and has done the best on this horse, clearly he won a grade one with him, is back aboard today. So I wouldn't sleep on him.
All right, he's Jesse Ullery. He's with us here on HRRN. By the way, you mentioned the name Marconi, trained by Todd Pletcher. Todd, if he can pull it off with Marconi, will stand alone atop the trainer's list in terms of bluegrass winners. He is tied currently with three victories in the race with, how about this, Ben Jones, Woody Stevens, Leroy Jolly, and Nick Zito, all four of those Hall of Famers.
That's amazing. Huh?
Not a bad group to be associated with.
Not at all. And he'll surpass all of them if he pulls it off with Marconi today.
You think he'll get a plaque in the Hall of Fame pretty soon?
I think Todd's well on his way. Is that what you call a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I would think so. If it's not unanimous, it should be investigated.
Yeah, he has my vote. Put it that way. Todd, you're in. We're going to put you in today.
Jesse, you were great yesterday. It was so much fun to listen to you, and I'm so glad Keeneland wised up and put you out there in front of everybody. It was fantastic.
Well, I really appreciate that. It's a lot of fun for me, of course, starting out as a track announcer in the industry and hosting a pre-race show, albeit at Will Rogers Downs and Blue Ribbon Downs even a little bit. But it's a lot of fun to get back into the paddock. It's fun for me to see all these Keeneland Sale graduates come. You know, we see them through the ring, but then to be down close with them in the paddock is a lot of fun. And then getting to interact with owners and trainers and all the great people who take care of these horses, it's fantastic and a great opportunity to me. I'm so thankful to do it. And working with Katie Gensler is just fantastic. She's an excellent handicapper, and we're having a lot of fun on today at Keeneland. If you didn't get a chance to check it out, we're on at 11:30 every day, every live race day, and we'll do about a half-hour pre-race show leading up to the races. And it's not going through every race. We'll talk about some different betting angles. We'll talk about the feature race on the program. But it's a lot of fun. It's entertainment. It's educational as well, and we like to do that. You can check it out on Keeneland.com, or, of course, if you're at any simulcast outlet, you can watch it on our live feed there as well.
And, of course, bet it at Keeneland Select. Bet all the races throughout the meet. Keeneland Select is your home for Keeneland wagering. Jesse, really appreciate the visit. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, you're going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. And, of course, folks can embrace their passion and wear what they love by visiting EmbraceTheRace.com. We'll look forward to seeing you out there later this afternoon, Jesse.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate it. And I'll tell you, the Embrace the Race coffee mug has come in very, very handy this morning. I will say that.
I'm sure it has. An Embrace the Race parka might work, too, this yeah. afternoon. Yeah, Jesse Ullery really does a nice job, and well done. I told him that we were going to try and look back on some of the other races, but we got talking about the bluegrass in depth and didn't get a chance to. But don't worry about it, because in the second half of the show, Michael Hernan from Gainesway, Steve Castagnola from Kempton Bloodstock are going to be in studio with us, and we will indeed look at all five stakes races on the program at Keeneland today. We'll take a look at the Wood Memorial. We'll take a look at the Santa Anita Derby and sprinkle in a couple of other stakes for you that are going to take place later this afternoon. And Jude, it's not only a big day for the three-year-old boys, but the three-year-old girls. There was a prep race for the three-year-old girls at all three of those racetracks that we just talked about. So this is it. As much as the three-year-old males want to run a big race to guarantee themselves a spot on the first Saturday in May, well, the ladies want to do the same thing for that first Friday in May in the Kentucky Oaks.
Yeah, no question about it. And the Kentucky Oaks is going to be pretty competitive this year. There's a lot of nice fillies running around, so we'll have to keep an eye on those races today as well.
I'm excited to see Monomoy Girl in the Ashland today. She looks like she could be a freak. And Midnight Bisou out in California for our good friend Jeff Bloom of Bloom Racing. Good luck, Jeff. Let's see if she can pull it off in the Santa Anita Oaks.
Yeah, I should have brought a towel so you could wipe the chalk off your face.
Hey, well, she looks like she could be any kind.
There's
right?
no
she
question.
She could be special.
You, I'm just teasing you. You hit the nail on the head with both races. I mean, Monomoy Girl is a triple advantage. Isn't that speed figure horse? She looks like, as Julio Canani would say, ice cream, apropos for today. And then, you know, Jeff's Philly Midnight Bisou out in California. She's been super impressive her last two starts, and she's really got only one filly to beat probably. So it's both those fillies are tremendous.
This is typically the time we would bring you our Lexus Legends of the Turf story, but it's a very busy morning. Kieran McLaughlin is coming up next. We still have our interviews with Bob Baffert and Mick Ruiz in the first half of the show before we get you to the second half. So we're going to bypass the Lexus Legends of the Turf story, but we will have a commercial for the Lexus store of Lexington. And I know so many people coming to town for the races. Look, if you're in the market for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, you go see the godfather, Tony Attiano, at the Lexus store of Lexington. You talk some horses because he's been in the horse business his entire life. You talk to him about horses, and eventually you'll get to test drive one of those new Lexuses. And I'm telling you, you're going to fall in love with the Lexus at the Lexus store of Lexington. They're horse people. Go see them on the corner of New Circle and Liberty.
Lexus. Once driven, there's no going back. Through inspired design, relentless innovation, and uninhibited performance, Lexus continues their pursuit to perfection with not only precisely engineered automobiles, but powerful, profound, and passionate experiences that move you like never before. Hey everyone, Mike Pena here, and extremely proud to say that I am a Lexus owner, or better yet, a member of the Lexus family at the Lexus store of Lexington. I've told you for more than a decade that the people make the difference at the Lexus store, and that is why I am so proud to be their customer and a member of their family. If you're in the horse business, there's no reason to look anywhere else. As the sponsor of the Grade 2 Lexus Raven Run at Keeneland every fall, the team at the Lexus store of Lexington is committed to supporting the horse industry and to being the dealership of the equine industry here in Central Kentucky. See for yourself. Stop in and talk horse racing with the godfather, Tony Attiano, and all the great folks at the Lexus store of Lexington. And I promise you will love your Lexus experience.
Jimmy John's Freaky Fast, Freaky Fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
Buck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Darn.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meet.
Adina Spring Stallion, point of entry.
Point of entry scores to win the Man of War by four lengths.
A five-time Grade 1 winner, viewed by many to be the heir to Dynaformer's global legacy.
Wild final furlong coming here in the Sword Dancer, and here comes Point of Entry, who's running to daylight.
The first horse since Theatrical to win the New York Turf Triple Crown, accomplishing the feat by a combined nine lengths.
And they're coming down to the finish, and Point of Entry will go to the Breeders' Cup on a five-race winning streak.
Point of Entry hails from a remarkable female family, with his first four dams Grade 1 winners and or producers. Now with winners in six countries on all surfaces from 5.5 to 10 furlongs, including the sensational undefeated Graded Stakes winner, Analyze It, widely regarded as the best turf horse in his crop. The heir to Dynaformer and the next global sire is Point of Entry. Visit AdinaStallions.com.
Join HRRN for the biggest Derby prep day of the year. Today, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, we'll bring you live coverage from Keeneland, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita for our exclusive broadcast of the Bluegrass Stakes, Wood Memorial, and the Santa Anita Derby, presented by Red Brand Fence. Who will punch their ticket to Churchill Downs? Tune in to find out. Go to horseracingradio.net for more information or to listen live.
My name is Abel Escanos. Listen to Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence.
I was surprised, enticed,
won his first start because we thought he wanted longer and would need, you know, a mile or more, but he broke his lane going sixth at Saratoga on a wet track. He was just that talented. But mostly him being out of it's tricky. She was difficult mentally, so we try and worry more about him mentally than physically.
Mike Penna, Jude Feld, back with you on the Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence. And it's all right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, coming to you from our Jimmy Johns of Lexington broadcast studios on a chilly morning in the Bluegrass. Temperatures only in the upper 20s at the moment, maybe touching 30 degrees, but that's about it. Not going to get much warmer throughout the afternoon for the racing at Keeneland on Bluegrass Stakes Day. Supposed to be in the low 40s as we move throughout the afternoon, and the snow is supposed to continue right up until about noontime or so. So dress warm if you're going to Keeneland. That was Kieran McLaughlin talking about Enticed. Now, that came from an interview that we did with Kieran on this same program back before the Holy Bull Stakes on February 3rd. And he was asked about what was more important with his young horses at that point, looking at the physical appearance and how they're coming along physically or the mental aspect of it. Well, you heard him reference the dam of Enticed. It's tricky. And he said, yeah, probably the mental aspect with Enticed is more important. Well, he came back and ran fourth in the Holy Bull, but then dominated the Gotham on March 10th, and we'll see him in action this afternoon in the Wood Memorial. Kieran, first of all, welcome to the show. And after looking at that victory in the Gotham, I'd have to say, what, mission accomplished mentally with Enticed?
Yes, thank you guys for having me. He's always been great mentally. We just were concerned knowing it's tricky's behavior, so we always were thinking about that. But he's great mentally, beautiful horse, does everything right.
He kind of stepped into a different dimension in the Gotham. His speed figure went way up, and he was so professional. Talk about that development from the Holy Bull to the Gotham.
I think it was a lot about the track and his post position, and then looking back now, it might have been a little bit about audible, which just kicked our butt that day. Nice horse. But I don't think he liked the one hole down inside. He was crowded the whole way and didn't have a good, fun trip. And in the Gotham, he drew outside 9 of 9 and had a clean face and loved it and ran great. And today, he's in the middle of the pack, but we're happy with the post position.
Talk about that Gotham performance, Kieran. Your thoughts on the way he ran that afternoon.
It was a very impressive race. He broke well from the outside. He stayed in the clear. And I had talked to Junior that right before the race, actually, and he thought we need to be closer because speed seemed to be, you need to be forwardly placed. And I agreed with him. So he left there running, but the whole field was running. So he had to sit back a little bit in sixth, fifth early. But then when he started moving around the turn, it looked like he was, passing them the right way. But old-time rival was there till very late, and we got by him at the eighth pole. And then he eased up a little bit the last 16th or last, 20 yards or so. But it was an impressive race, and the mile was a concern turning back a little bit, but it worked out great because we know he wants to go all day. He's a great big colt, beautiful colt.
Yeah, he is a dandy looking colt, and one of the best pictures of the year, I think, on Twitter is the one you took of him with the rainbow that leads right to him. Wouldn't that be cool if he won the Kentucky Derby?
Yes, that would be great. He got rainbows twice. I was concerned people will start thinking I wasn't really training horses. I was just taking pictures. But he had a rainbow twice. So, yeah, hopefully it looks kind of dry here today now. I was concerned about the weather in New York, but it's pretty nice and doesn't look like any forecast of rain. But he handled the rain this first start, but it looks like it's going to be fast and fine.
Kieran, you came to the Wood Memorial in 2015 with a horse by the name of Frosted, who turned out to be pretty darn good for you. Of course, he won the Wood that year after a fourth place finish in the Fountain of Youth Stakes. You've done things a little differently with Enticed. Talk about mapping out his campaign and why this seemed to fit this horse so well.
Well, you know, we nominate to all stakes and keep our eye out for everything, the best available race. And it just worked out that we think he likes the cold weather, and Gotham was great for him to get out of Florida. It's like a vitamin shot for him. And so then we took him back to Florida to train at Palmetto's, and then flew him in just on Wednesday, again, for the cold weather. And it looks like a great spot for him. And so we've been pointing this way. And then the decision will be, do we fly back to Palmetto's if he runs real well today? Where do we go to train on to May 5th? So we'll deal with that later today. But we do have a FedEx scheduled for Tuesday to take him back to Palmetto's just because it's worked so far. And the Exercise Riders there, the Blacksmiths are there, our team's there. And it's a beautiful month of April in Florida, and not very many horses at Palmetto's now because everybody's shipping out. So it's a great spot, and that's probably what we will do if we run well today.
No, if he likes the cold weather, you should have brought him to Keeneland this afternoon for the bluegrass. We have snow on the ground right now, Kieran.
Sorry, it's a little loud here.
I said if he likes the cold weather, you should have brought him to Keeneland for the bluegrass. We have snow on the ground here in Lexington this morning.
Yeah, I should have said he likes the cooler weather.
Speaking of Keeneland, you unleashed one yesterday. Almuthmar, wow, what a race he ran. What I consider against the bias, speed wasn't sticking, and he just blitzed that field. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, nice gelding. We had to geld him, unfortunately, by Taffet, and was pretty expensive. But he was really nasty around the barn, and he would back up down the shed to kick another horse. And when I saw him do that, I told Rick Nichols, we just have to geld him. I'm sorry. And he was difficult, as many Tappets are. But if he's going to run like that, that's a good thing. So that was a nice win. It's always great to win at Keeneland, especially for Godolphin and Shadwell. A lot of people don't know their farms are literally across the street. So there's a whole lot more that goes into raising foals and taking care of the mothers. And so it's nice to have management come out and just people that work on those farms to come out and enjoy a day at the races and get in the winner's circle.
Talking with trainer Kieran McLaughlin here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kieran, earlier on that Wood program, you're going to send out Sarah Street in the Grade 2 Gazelle, the 3-year-old filly looking to make her way to Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Oaks. Tell us a little bit about Sarah Street.
Well, she was a late developer, and she ran first time in Florida and finished fourth, and then we got her to New York, and she broke her maiden, and we thought that she wants long, and we ran her back, and she was a good second in her last start, and she gets in weight-wise well today in the Gazelle, and it's an important race, grade two. She's very well-bred, and we hope that she gets lucky today and wins.
Yeah, she looks like she's going to get a nice trip, and she's developing nicely, so fingers crossed.
Yes, exactly. I thought she was going to win last time at the eighth pole. She kind of got there, and then the favorite of Linda Rice's ran by us late. But you never know. She's doing great, and like I said, the weights are nice. She's in light and doing well.
Kieran McLaughlin here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, he will receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. Embrace your passion and wear what you love at EmbraceTheRace.com. Kieran, always appreciate the visit, my friend. I know it's a busy day, so we won't keep you, but good luck this afternoon, and we'll look forward to seeing you when you get back here to Kentucky.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
All right, and Kieran also has Westwood going in this afternoon's Commonwealth at Keeneland. Westwood making his stakes debut later today.
Yeah, he's a live horse as well.
Yep.
Kieran's on a roll again, and that's always fun.
He's trained nearly 1,500 winners in his career. How good is Kieran McLaughlin?
Not surprising. I would have thought he might have trained more.
He
seems like he wins all the time. So, he's a fine trainer and a really fantastic gentleman.
All right, a couple of outstanding interviews still to come. Those with Bob Baffert and Mick Ruiz talking about the Santa Anita Derby. Their contenders Justify and Bolt Doro, the big names out there. And Baffert sending out Justify, Mick saddling Bolt Doro. Should be a good segment coming up next. Stay with us. It's here on the Equine Forum on HRRN, your home for the Kentucky Derby and Triple Crown.
Power.
And Tapazar, a sterling performance today. Tapazar and Cory Nakatani take the dirt mile.
Passion.
And it's American Pastime in a very, very impressive effort today.
Performance.
But it's Monomoy Girl and the Rachel Alexandra Stakes. Varonge Rue and Monomoy Girl, 1/3.
Gainesway Stallion Tapazar is Tappet's leading miler, breaking his maiden by 10.5 lengths as a 2-year-old, wiring the Grade 3 Sham Stakes by 4.5 lengths at 3, and running away with the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile at 4. A top 10 third crop sire, now with more than $3 million in progeny earnings, including Monomoy Girl, who discovered a new racing style while winning the Grade 2 Rachel Alexandra at the fairgrounds, closing from last to blow by the field in the stretch. Monomoy Girl is now being pointed for Keeneland's Grade 1 Ashland. Tapazar, standing at Gainesway.
Power, passion, performance. You know I'm talking about Gainesway Farm.
Strategize, analyze, select. Join Keeneland Select to bet on racing from around the world on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, anytime, anywhere. Featuring the best rewards in racing, free pass performances, live video, race replays, and more. Plus, Keeneland Select invests a portion of its profits back into the sport. Join Keeneland Select today and earn a $150 sign-up bonus at KeenelandSelect.com. Dedicated to the sport and dedicated to the players.
I'm speaking with Joe Brown Nicholson of Nicholson Insurance Agency. Joe, can you explain how the claims process works? Knock on wood, I haven't experienced a claim recently and hope I never will, but what happens?
Well, Mike, after we are notified by the insured of an accident or event, we will submit a claim report to the company, giving basic details of the claim. A claims representative will then contact the insured to walk them through the claim settlement process. Most claims are settled promptly, efficiently, and to the complete satisfaction of the insured.
Well, that sounds fair.
Basically, the insured is buying an insurance policy, which is a promise to pay in the event of a covered claim. It also provides peace of mind absent of a claim. That's the way it works.
Thanks, Joe. For all your equine and general insurance needs, call Nicholson Insurance Agency at 859-224-7080. You gotta know Joe.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Matthew.
There's a reason why Tony's Steaks and Seafood is my favorite restaurant. It's because I want to feel part of the family. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's right. There's a saying on the wall that I truly believe in. There's always room for one more at our table. We just want you to be part of our family.
And believe me, you will be. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood right across from Triangle Park. Visit them at TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Migliori, and I love listening to Horse Racing Radio Network. Good night, Barbados.
You're listening to the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Red Brand Fence.
I'll have another coming home gamely down the center. I'll have another creative scores. On the inside, Blue Skies and Rainbows, a three-way thriller. I'll have another creative scores. I'll have another Zen Front creative scores. They hit it together.
And California Chrome is absolutely sensational. California Chrome will be carrying the hopes of California all the way to the Kentucky Derby. He waltzed home under Victor Espinosa.
Welcome back to the Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence on this Derby prep morning. Yeah, big weekend of Derby preps coast to coast. The Bluegrass Stakes here at Keeneland, Wood Memorial at Aqueduct, and that Santa Anita Derby in Arcadia, California. 100 points to the winner, so you're guaranteed a spot in the Kentucky Derby starting gate if you can pull off the victory this afternoon. We'll have exclusive coverage of all three, plus bonus coverage of the Ashland Stakes from Keeneland. You'll hear that beginning at 5:30 Eastern on Sirius XM channel 83. Make that note. We will be on a different Sirius XM channel this afternoon. That's Sirius XM 83. Also on our affiliate in Lexington, Hank 96.1 FM. 5:30 Eastern, all that coverage presented by Red Brand Fence. You heard those calls of I'll Have Another in California Chrome. winning the Santa Anita Derby. The Santa Anita Derby in recent years has been an outstanding Derby prep. 17 winners have come from the Santa Anita Derby, including California Chrome in 2014, and I'll have another in 2012. This year, we have Bob Baffert sending out the exciting but untested Justify against Bolt Doro, who we know can win a great stakes race. He's done it multiple times. He is trained by Mick Ruiz, and those interviews are coming up for you here in this next segment. Bob took the time to visit with Jude earlier this week, and he talked about kind of a tough week. He's had a tough week with McKenzie getting the news that he would be off the Derby trail, and then he looked ahead to Justify. Here's what Bob had to say.
Well, and you know, we had a tough week when I got word McKenzie wasn't going to make it, came up with an issue. So, you know, that's a tough part. You know, this time of year, timing was really bad. So, you know, I was in Dubai when I got the news. Everything was going so smooth. You hear that, it just really takes the wind out of your sails. But, you know, we've got good backups, Justify, Solomini, and maybe Restoring Hope in the Wood this week. So there's, you know, we're still in the battle.
Oh, absolutely. I saw you talking to Sheikh Mohammed during the draw. It looked like you guys were having a good time, and I felt so bad. That must have been a heck of a gut punch when you got that call. That's the call that every trainer fears, right?
I actually got it. I was getting ready to go to dinner, and my wife Jill had just come in. She had flown in with Bodie, and then when I saw her, I said hello to her, and she looks at me. She goes, "What's wrong?" She knew. She knew immediately. But the look on my face, I go, "You're not going to believe it." You know, it's tough, dude, because you know you've been there. The connections, the Pegram, Watson, Whiteman, they're all, you know, the dream to go to the Derby. You've got a horse that's, you know, one of the top horses in the race, and then for that to happen, it's just a tough pill to swallow. But you know, that's the our game. Sometimes it can be really exciting, and then you get news like that. But one thing about it, it's really not that it's not a serious injury. So we're, you know, he'll be back by then. We'll just point for the Haskell. You know, everything works out for a reason. So at least Justify now, he doesn't have to ship. I can just walk him over there and find out, you know, if he fit.
Yeah, well, he's been just sensational in his two races and the way he travels and trains in the morning. You know, his races have been good, but they've been basically against the clock. The competition hasn't really been all that great, but you can only beat who you run against. So now he gets Bolt Doro, who's a really nice horse, and Instilled Regard, who's a pretty nice horse, and he has to go another eighth of a mile. Is this like the biggest test you've ever given a horse with such a small resume?
Well, I mean, I feel like he's up for it. I think he's the quality is there. I mean, the talent, you know, it's really untapped talent right now. So we'll find out. You know, he's never, you know, his maiden race, his first out, that was pretty impressive because he was going so fast early, first time out, and he laid down some heavy duty fractions and still kept going, and I kept waiting for him to stop, but you know, those really good ones, they just keep going. So I'm hoping that maybe, you know, he big browns them, you know, or he's just so good that, you know, they just keep running.
He's got a really high cruising speed, and you're right. It doesn't seem like he gets tired. Have you ever gotten to the bottom of him?
Well, not yet. We've never really let him work very fast, and, you know, he does everything effortlessly, you know, but I think, you know, this race will be a good. He's gonna have to lay it down. So it'll be a, you know, good race. You know, he drew well, and so you know, and Bolt Doro and Silver Regard, they're good horses. You know, and they're gonna have to. You know, and they go a mile and an eighth. That's when they start separating themselves, just like Cavaneer. I remember I was really getting down on him because he wasn't doing that well, and as soon as I went a mile and an eighth, all of a sudden, you know, we found out he kept going, and the rest didn't, you know. So that's when they start separating themselves.
Yeah, that's true. What about the Apollo Curse? Does that concern you at all?
Hey, I'm just lucky to have a horse like Justify. followed me. I'm telling you, know, we're just, you got to just feel fortunate. Boy, I've got a good one. Hey, curse, whatever the curse is. I mean, I'm Bodemeister almost got away with it. You know, Curlin, all these, you know, those, eventually it's gonna happen, you know. But I think you have a better shot now with that point system where, you know, you've got a lot of those, got the sprinters out of the way that are just getting away early, you know. So I think that's why you're seeing more favorites win the Kentucky Derby because, you know, the horses that actually belong in the race are actually in it.
Earlier in the day, you've got Restoring Hope running in the Wood Memorial. Have you seen something in the morning that really gives you confidence going into this race?
Well, we were very high on him, Jude, at the beginning of the year, and he ran a really good second at Los Alamitos. Was coming flying. And then I ran him back in 2 weeks because I was trying to just squeeze another out because it's hard to get these horses in, and I think I shouldn't have done that. It sort of set him back a little bit, but then he came back, broke his maiden, found out some things about him, and then I was going to go to Sunland with him, and he got bounced out at the last minute. He was $2,000 short. You know, I felt he was going to run really well down there. So I came back, worked him, and I could have, you know, I had my options were Bluegrass, Wood, or keep him home. But, you know, I just figured, like, you know, Gary West, he said, you know what, let's see, you know, might as well just ship him and see how he does there. He'd be really up against it here, you know, against horses like Volterra and Justified, you know, to give him a fair shot. So we'll take him over there if he runs well. And, you know, he's a big, strong, heavy horse. And so, but his work this week was really a phenomenal work. You know, he's really doing well, so, and he shipped well. So, but he's still, you know, he's got a, you know, it gives him a chance. I think he's not, I still think it's a pretty, it's a tough field. There's no easy spots from here on out. But, you know, he as long as he breaks well, he'll have a good chance. But he's gonna have to break well.
That's Hall of Famer Bob Baffert talking about Restoring Hope in the Wood and Justify out in California in the Santa Anita Derby. JT, what do you take away from what Bob had to say in that interview?
Well, you know, it seems like he's concerned about Justify. He didn't seem as definitive about him as he has some of his other horses. But he's got a lot of question marks, you know. He's got a lot of talent. But he hasn't beaten stellar horses. He's been basically running against the clock today. You know, he's going to face Bolt Doro, who is a very good horse, multiple grade one winner. If he fires and Justify fires, I think that's going to be an outstanding race. Instilled Regard should get a great trip right behind those two. So it could be a good race, but you never know what happens if Bolt Doro doesn't run his A race and Instilled Regard runs kind of the nondescript race he ran last time out, then and Justify wins, I still don't know what to do with him. You know,
yeah.
We'll have to see, you know, how impressive he is, how fast he runs.
Big test.
It's a big test. It's a big, big test. And, you know, what Bob said was absolutely true about the mile and an eighth. That's really what separates the men from the boys in the Derby is, can you go a mile and an eighth? Because if you can't go a mile and an eighth, then you're not going to get the mile and a quarter against top company.
Yep. Well, one horse we know has been on top of his game of late is Bolt Doro. He is trained by Mick Ruiz, and Mick took the time to sit down and talk with Anthony Stabile on our Express Bet radio show earlier this week, and here's what Mick had to say.
We were just really pleased of him coming back. That's his, you know, first race back as a three-year-old, and 9 weeks earlier, you know, we were getting a nuke scan. You know, didn't know what was wrong. He had a pulled muscle, and so we just wanted to make sure before we kept training him forward. And what he did was, you know, way more than our expectations. You know, it wasn't that I didn't think he could win, but the way he had to battle McKenzie down there, and McKenzie was, what a great horse that is, looked him in the eye, well, dug in, and to come back for a race like that was incredible. So, you know, win, lose, or draw, the DQ didn't really matter. We just knew our horse was back and going to be ready for the Santa Anita Derby.
You talked about the pulled muscle and intended to run him in the San Vicente. He trained really well into the San Felipe, a couple of breezes since. How has he trained since his first start back?
He's trained, you know, I'm saying he hasn't trained better since when we got him from the farm. This guy is incredible. I thought I would have knocked a little bit out of him out of San Felipe. You know, he was dead tired in the wind pitcher going in the circle, but after the receiving barn, he cooled out. He was kicking his heels, walking back to the barn, and he's never missed a meal since. I think he'll be about 20 pounds heavier than when he went into the San Felipe. He's just been training. We couldn't ask him to train any better what he's going into the Cincinnati Derby with right now.
The showdown, the rematch with McKenzie, unfortunately, is going to have to be put on hold. McKenzie to the sidelines, going to miss the American Classics. Bob Baffert hoping to have him ready for a summer campaign, maybe a race like the Haskell. But Baffert goes to the bench, and he brings a horse with a lot more hype and maybe some more talent in Justify, and he certainly has a lot of speed. A little bit of a different animal from McKenzie. How do you deal with a horse like Justify, who looks like he may have a little more early speed than you in what on paper many believe is a two-horse race?
Well, you know, we thought when we went into the Breeders' Cup that we were looking at different horses, and we got beat by a maiden. So, you know, there's other horses in there. You're going to have to, you know, think about all of them. But, yes, on paper, Justify looks like the one that's going to run with Bolt. Or Bolt's going to run with him. And, you know, Bob keeps shooting those arrows at us straight and hard. And, you know, he's got good aim. So Justify is a beautiful horse. We watch him every morning train. But, you know, if it isn't Justify, you know, this Saturday, then, you know, first Saturday in May, there's a lot more Justifies out there. And the next race, when you're in the grade ones, there's a lot of nice horses like that. You know, so we just hope that he runs hard, comes out of the race safe, and then we should be really primed for first Saturday in May if we make it there. I think Bolt would love every inch of that mile and a quarter, and we'll see how Justify does at that mile and an eighth. You know, he looks like he could just be anything, so I guess we'll find out on Saturday.
Justify a perfect 2-for-2. Bolt Oro 4-for-5, already 2 grade one wins. Didn't stop Morning Line oddsmaker John White from making Justify 4-5, Bolt Oro 6-5. That surprised you a little bit?
Well, Mick Ruiz wasn't training Justify, and Bob Baffert wasn't training Bolt Oro, or Bolt Oro would have probably been 1-9, and Justify would have been 3-1 if Mick Ruiz trained Justify.
Fair enough, Mick. It's got to be a real fun ride with this colt so far, huh? I mean, no matter where you look, he's got to be on the top 3 or 5 of every Kentucky Derby list you look at. Talk about the ride he's taken you on so far.
You know, it's incredible. We had high expectations. You know, we paid $630,000 for him as a yearling. I mean, he was beautiful then, well balanced. Is what we were looking for when Ike picked him out for us at the Saratoga Select, and you know. When he won his first race, we knew he was going to be special. And the second race was, you know, really good. Zatter was a really high-rated, you know, colt also. And Solomini was in there. And so that race was incredible because he's not a sprinter, you know. And then we always knew once he was going to be stretched out that we thought he would do a lot better. And what he showed in the front runner was just like, wow, you know, no trouble, no nothing, stocked right behind the speed, and then just took off in the stretch. So, yeah, he's taken us on an incredible ride. This horse is just starting to mature, so I don't think we've even tapped into his potential yet.
You have 64 points on the road to the Kentucky Derby. Justify has no points. Do you feel like this is a must-win race for Bolt Oro the way you would think the connections of Justify feel?
Oh, no, not at all. You know, we just want him to go in there and look, if Bolt's going to run good, he's going to be right there. You know, just look at how fast he runs. So we just want to go in there healthy, run a good race, and, you know, whatever it is after that, as long as he comes back and there's nothing wrong with him and he's going to Kentucky Derby. I mean, that's what we all dream for, and, you know, that's the race we would really love to see him do his best in. But I tell you what, we're here to run on Saturday, too. We're not, you know, going to say, oh, well, if he gets a good second or a good third. He's going to run in the Derby no matter what if he comes back sound. But he's going to put his running shoes on Saturday because, no, that's what he's made for.
Great stuff from trainer Mick Ruiz talking about Bolt Oro in this afternoon's Santa Anita Derby. Jude, I loved his line when he was asked about the morning line. and Justify being 4-5, Bolt Doro being 6-5, a multiple grade one winner and not favored over the Baffert trained Justify, who makes his stakes debut. And he said, well, you look at the trainer names and Baffert is next to Justify and Ruiz is next to Bolt Doro, and that's the difference. I loved it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I also liked his line at the end. That's what he was made for. It's made to run. Yeah. Yeah. So many people now, they don't run their horses. They like to go out and feed them carrots and watch them eat out of the hay ball. I don't understand it whatsoever. But, you know, that's the beauty of being Mick Ruiz. He can't get fired. He owns his own horses. He does his own thing. No better way to do it than that.
No, not at all. All right, great show down there. Bolt Doro, Justify, all that coverage this afternoon on the Horse Racing Radio Network beginning 5:30 Eastern. Tune in coast to coast and worldwide, Sirius XM 83, streaming on our website at horseracingradio.net and locally, Hank 96.1 FM here in Lexington. We're back with Steve Castagnola and Michael Hernan from Gainsway to handicap all the big races in Hour 2. That's next, right after we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Horse Racing Radio Network.
From the rail to your radio, this is the Horse Racing Radio Network.
And Tice lengthening his stride, trying to get to this long shot Old Time Revival, and he collars him at the 16th pole. It will be Entice, sharp in victory, and wrapped up by Junior Alvarado as they stroll home in the Gotham.
Less than a 16th to go. The leader is still Promises Fulfilled, and Promises Fulfilled will spring the upset to win the Fountain of Youth under Ivan Ortiz Jr.
From our Jimmy Johns of Lexington Studios, welcome to the Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence, manufacturing the V-mesh and non-climb fence you see on horse farms worldwide.
But it's a game of name the margin. This Mendelssohn is going to absolutely demolish them, and this thing's going to go to Kentucky and win by nearly 50 metres, I reckon.
Audible let loose on the outside to take the lead from Mississippi, who's back to second. Hoffberg straightens up and tries to finish up with less than an eighth of a mile to go. It's the Holy Bull winner, Audible, who's clear. Audible by three. Hoffberg can't get him. Mississippi is third. Five Florida Derbies for Todd Pletcher. Audible, no doubt about it.
Now, here's Mike Penna and Jude Feld.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the Equine Forum, presented by Red Brand Fence. Rolling on this morning on a very busy day of thoroughbred racing coast to coast. Three Kentucky Derby preps coming your way later this afternoon. Again, our coverage, if you are just joining us, begins at 5:30 Eastern. And it will be aired, by the way, in the Louisville market on 93.9 FM. I left that one out when I was going through the list of affiliates. My apologies. Hank 96.1 here in Lexington. And, of course, our good friends at Sirius XM, Sirius XM 83, your home for the coverage this afternoon. And, yeah, you can stream us worldwide live on our website, horseracingradio.net. If you missed any portion of the program, head back to our website. A podcast available for you to listen to after we finish up at 10 a.m. Eastern. Our interviews with Jesse Ullery from Keeneland talking about the Bluegrass Stakes. Kieran McLaughlin looking at his horses in New York, including Enticed in the Wood. And then our interviews with Bob Baffert and Mick Ruiz. It was a busy first half of the show. And now it's time to do some handicapping, JT.
Yes, I've been doing it for days.
Pick a few winners.
We hope.
You don't sound confident.
I don't like weather. I like sunshine all the time.
You're a California guy.
Yes.
Right.
So, well,
you're back in the East now, man. We got to fight through some adversity. Michael Herner from Gainsway is with us. Steve Castagnola, Kempton Bloodstock. Gents, happy to have you back on board again. Here we go. Another Keeneland meet, Michael Herner.
Well, we're delighted to be here. It's a little tough weather here this morning. Temperature's about 28 right now. I notice on the phone the snow's going to last till roughly 12:30. Hopefully then that'll be it. And very good card of racing at Keeneland and, of course, across the country today. So significant Kentucky Derby and Oaks preps today. So we'll be more enlightened after today, and big races in New York as well.
Stevie C, are you handicapping for the snow and a frozen track?
Handicapping for the snow. I hope they like it more than I like it.
Jude mentioned he doesn't like talking about the weather. Someone told me that 90% of the people couldn't start a conversation if they didn't talk about the weather. So, but as the late, great Prince once sung,
sometimes it snows in April.
You're so proud of yourself.
I like
you
that.
Came up with that all on your own.
Well, my man Lee pushing the buttons over there.
Well, sometimes it snows in April, and that's exactly what's happening. You gentlemen just drove into our studio here on Southland Drive. Michael, how about the road conditions? Everything okay around Lexington today?
Hey, right now, everything is good. I'm hearing from a friend in western Kentucky that there's heavier snow down there, a couple of inches on the ground, and snowing pretty good. It's headed this way, so hopefully it will all dump itself on the way before it gets here, Jude.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. It doesn't look promising on the video.
And what type of equipment, if we were to get 2 to 3 inches of snow, what type of equipment would clear that off the track, or do they just run on top of the snow, I would presume?
Yeah, well, I think they'll do what they can to, you know, keep it clear, but they will run on the snow. It's not going to affect the base, really. It's supposed to be wet snow, too, so it might turn the track, you know, to muddy quicker than anything.
I tell you, it certainly will be interesting if you're planning on playing the races to definitely watch the early dirt races and see how that main track's playing. Be a lot different than it was yesterday.
Yeah, totally
yesterday, different. Closers were winning. Speed wasn't sticking at all. That's what made Kieran's horse so spectacular. Is all the speed horses were getting beat in the last 16th of a mile. They'd open up three, look like they were home Jerome, and then somebody would come out of the pack and grab them.
All right, well, we do have the three Derby preps today. You have 5 stakes races here at Keeneland. What we'll do, guys, let's start with the 3 Derby preps so we make sure we get through those, and then we'll turn our attention back to some of the other greatest stakes at Keeneland, and I'll get your thoughts on those. But, Stevie, let's start with you. Let's go with the Bluegrass Stakes here at Keeneland. 14 horses plus the 1 AE. The AE for Mark Cassie, Determinant, looks like he is going to draw in because Quip is scratched. He's going to await the Arkansas Derby next Saturday at Oak Lawn Park.
Well, we see the return of the 11-horse Good Magic, your Breeders' Cup juvenile champion and champion 2-year-old. Made his 3-year-old debut on the 3rd of March in the Fountain of Youth. I didn't think he ran terribly bad. He was beaten by Dale's horse, Promises Fulfilled, who was sort of a loose-on-the-lead winner that day. The track did play to speed. People seem to be getting down on this horse off that performance, and I just don't understand why. He was well bet. Obviously, they didn't want to get him beat, but I don't think that was the main goal. I would expect a much better effort from the 11 Good Magic today, and if he runs back to that Breeders' Cup race, he's going to be very, very tough to beat. Obviously, I'm going to lean to the 10 Free Drop Billy, a horse that I selected and purchased along with Barry Berkelhammer for the Albar Family Stables. We're trying to do the double like we did with Brody, win the Futurity and the Bluegrass, and he's training great. His Gotham Stakes was a little bit of a puzzler. He got a little bit of trouble. He's going to need to run better than he did in New York, and we need points to get to the first Saturday in May. So we're trying today, and expect a big effort from the 10 Free Drop Billy. But just a couple of outsiders to mention. This is going to be a race where racing luck is going to be important. We've got 14 horses going. Not everybody is going to get the trip they want. The one Zing Zang appears to have no shot, but I went back and looked at the Rebel Stakes, and this horse was off of the screen with 3/8 of a mile to run. He was closing up the rail like a freight train and just got stopped. He then galloped out strongly. And Steve Asmussen is the one that told these owners, we need to go to the Bluegrass Stakes. And I wouldn't question Steve Asmussen. He's 30-1. I think he could get a piece of this and fill out your gimmicks. The 2 Sporting Chance, he was the grade 1 winner in the Hopeful Stakes for Dwayne Lucas, had knee surgery. This will be his 3rd start back, a son of Tiz Now out of a Candy Ride mare. I think he could run well. And the one other horse that I'll use, especially at 30-1, is Dale's other horse, Tiz Mischief. If you just look at the company lines he's been keeping, he's run with Quip, with Flame Away, with Audible, with Enticed, Promises Fulfilled. I mean, these are some of the top Derby contenders right now. And Tiz Mischief listed at 30-1. He's out of a Tiz Now Mary's bite into Mischief. I think he can get the distance. He didn't run well in the Tampa Bay Derby, but he's not the only horse that doesn't like Tampa. We know that that's a funny racetrack. So I expect the 11 Good Magic to run a huge race. Obviously, I'm leaning for Free Drop Billy, but there's a few long shots in there, like the 1, the 2, and possibly Dalzell Horse, the 9, could add a little value to your gimmicks.
Yeah, good stuff. That's the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. Michael Hernan, how'd you see it? You agree or disagree?
Well, I think the track's going to change with the moisture, and it's going to be more front end today. I think speed will be more significant and effective. And with that in mind, I'm going to go to the 12-horse Flame Away, Scat Daddy horse trained by Mark Cassie. He's got speed. He's 2 for 2 on a wet track, and he's legitimate. He's been keeping good company. He's earned $500,000. And I think I like his style today with the racetrack, and he would be my selection. I did see Good Magic in Gallup here the other morning. Wasn't really that impressed with him, to be honest. We'll just see. But if he's back, he tends to be off the pace a bit and want to close. So we'll just have to see. His form in the Fountain of Youth was not held up by Promises Fulfilled and Strike Power, but they both went extremely fast in the Florida Derby, and that played to closers. Free Drop Billy, bred by Helen Grove, sold by Gainsway here when Steve and Barry bought him. He likes the track. He's 1 for 1 here. He's looking to jump back in the game and be live when he heads down to Churchill. So we'll wish those folks the best with him. And interesting point, watch out for number 6, Marconi. This $2 million son of Tappet for Todd Pletcher and Michael Tabor and Bridlewood draws a jockey by the name of Ryan Moore. So that's very interesting. He's coming over to take that shot. Of course, he'll most likely ride Mendelssohn, who was so impressive winning at Maidan by 18 lengths or whatever. But we'll see what this guy does today. He's a late running horse, and I'm not sure that's going to be give him the best chance today under the conditions. One other horse who's worth a look is Jerry Hollendorfer's Kathanka for West Point. Basically, he's fast horse. He's been running in graded stakes. He had a little trouble in his last race behind McKenzie and Boldoro. It looks here on the trouble line. He bobbled at the start that day, and first time two turns, he was beaten 6 lengths, but he could move up today, so watch out for him as well. But my selection will be the 12 Flame Away, handled by Mark Cassie and his assistant David Carroll.
Yeah, and 6 to 1 on the morning line on Flame Away, so a value play there from Michael Hernan. JT, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Michael. I like Flame Away a lot. We know he handles any kind of track. He's a hard-knocking, blue-collar horse. I think he's super live in that race. It's an interesting race. I mean, there's a lot of ways to go. I like Stevie's horse, too, Free Drop Billy. He looks like he's coming up the race in good shape. The horse I think that's really going to be a big price that has a chance is Blended Citizen. He's another one. They were very high on him going into the Jeff Ruby Stakes, and he came out with the victory. He had blinkers on that day. Sometimes the second race in blinkers is better. I think he's got a chance, even though he's not proven on the dirt. I think he's a better horse now than when he first started out, and I think he could be part of your try at 40 to 1 or something.
All right, post time for the Grade 2 Toyota Bluegrass, 6:23 Eastern.
You know, on Flame Away, I took a stand against him, and the reason why, as much as some horses don't like Tampa, I took the opinion that this horse loved Tampa. His two biggest races on the dirt were both at Tampa. Other than that, his only dirt effort win was in the mud, going 5.5. So,
and what's he going to get today?
He's going to get snow.
Okay. Well, dude, he won at Woodbine on the all-weather.
All-weather
He
turf.
Won at Saratoga in the mud.
In the mud.
Right? He won on an off-the-
Turf.
Off-the turf in the mud. He won a turf stakes race at Gulfstream.
Turf.
He won at Tampa. It looks to me like he doesn't need to carry his track around with him.
I'm not going to believe until he does it on a fast dirt track outside of Tampa.
All right, Doubting Thomas.
All right, there you go. That's what makes this game the greatest game in the world, right? We're all looking at the same horse race. We're looking at the same horses. We know these horses. And yet you still get the differences of opinion. That's why they call it paramutual wagering.
That's why
they have
horse races.
The best thing going for Flame Away is that sire, Scat Daddy. I mean, wow, is he in fuego right now.
Red hot.
What a loss to
him. Absolutely red hot. Yeah, it's a shame that Scat Daddy no longer with us. All right, let's do this, guys. We're going to get to a break so we stay on time here. We'll come back. We'll look at the Wood, and we'll look at the Santa Anita Derby in our next segment, and then we'll segue into some of the other greatest stakes, including that Grade 1 Ashland at Keeneland this afternoon, which is a really, really nice race. We'll do that here next right after we take a short break. It's the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Red Brand Fence, manufacturing the V-Mesh and non-climb fence you see on horse farms worldwide.
Hello, I'm Michael Blowen, founder of Old Friends Thoroughbred Retirement Farm. One of our highest priorities for these living legends is safety. That's why the fence we trust most at Old Friends is the V-Mesh Keepsake from Red Brand. Keepsake features a V-Mesh weave to prevent hooves from getting caught, and the mesh design flexes on impact. Learn more about the quality, safety, and long-lasting value of Keepsake V-Mesh Horse Fence by visiting redbrand.com.
Presented by Red Brand, manufacturer of Keepsake V-Mesh and non-climb horse fence, trusted by farms and veterinarians worldwide.
Airdrie Studs Summer Front, a gorgeous millionaire son of the Great War Front, has wasted no time in establishing himself as a major force in the commercial marketplace. Known on the racetrack for his electric turn of foot, Summer Front's first crop weanlings averaged over $100,000 with a sensational $100,000 median at the Keeneland November sale, all from an initial stud fee of just $10,000. Airdrie Studs Summer Front. Think about it.
Fans, come join us for the 81st running of the Grade 1 $1 million Santa Anita Derby. Admission gates open at 10 a.m. for what figures to be the biggest day of the year at the Great Race Place. Can Bob Baffert win his record 8th Santa Anita Derby with Justify? Or will the Mick Ruiz-owned and trained Bolt d'Oro cement his status as America's leading Kentucky Derby hopeful? Be here on Saturday as we make racing history with a blockbuster 13-race card that will also include the Grade 1 Santa Anita Oaks and 5 other stakes. Santa Anita, great racing and great value in a world-class setting.
Bloom Racing.
Sky Diamonds takes the lead. Sky Diamonds to win Going Away.
Started by former jockey and 35-year racing industry veteran Jeffrey Bloom, Bloom Racing offers racing partnerships, bloodstock services, pin hooking, and private race management.
It's Snapper St. Clair game. He's reaching for the line. It's Snapper St. Clair to do it.
Experience the fun, excitement, and exclusive access of racehorse ownership with Bloom Racing. Forming racing partnerships now. Get in on the action at bloomracing.com.
It's time now to shine the spotlight on the Darley Taking the Reins Performer of the Week.
But it's Velamity, a well-prepared first-time starter from the William Mott stable to take it.
Animosity has the lead. Vegas Palm is flying on the outside, but Animosity held Vegas Palm to a half length.
Villamay and Animosity provided Darley stallion Animal Kingdom with two more debut winners this past Saturday. Villamay scoring at Tampa Bay Downs for owner Judmont Farms, and Animosity winning at First Asking at Santa Anita for owner Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners. And those winning efforts make them your Darley Taking the Reins Performers of the Week. Darley Stallion Animal Kingdom possessed unique talent as a Grade 1 horse on dirt, turf, and synthetic, and has produced 3 stakes winners in his first crop, including Grade 2 winners on Tamed Domain and Sunny Skies. Learn more about Animal Kingdom and all the Darley Stallions by visiting DarleyAmerica.com.
Hello, this is Bill Mott. You're listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Red Brand Fence.
Monomoy Girl, a steady gain on the outside for Florent Giroux. Then Wonder Godot, Heavenly Love, she's a Julie. Last to make the top of the fairground stretch where Classy Act is trying to dodge a bullet. Here comes Monomoy Girl up on the outside to battle Classy Act. 3/4 went in 11.80. There's a furlong to go. She ducked out. Did Monomoy Girl. Let's take in the lead from Classy Act as they come down to the final 16th. Wonder Godot's third and is running on, but it's Monomoy Girl and the Rachel Alexandra Stakes. Florent Giroux and Monomoy Girl won by 3. Classy Act was second, Wonder Godot third. Patrono Margarita finished fourth in front of Testing 1-2. She's a Julian Heavenly Love Monomoy Girl at 143.26.
John Dooley bringing them home in the Grade 2 Rachel Alexandra at the Fairgrounds on February 17th. Monomoy Girl, much the best that day. She goes postward in the Grade 1 Ashland, part of the Bluegrass Stakes Day program here at Keeneland. Post time 5:45 Eastern. And again, you're going to hear that race and all three Derby prep races this afternoon with us on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Mike Penna, Jude Feld in our Jimmy John's of Lexington broadcast studios. Michael Hernan from Gainesway, Steve Castagnola, Kempton Bloodstock. They are with us in studio taking a look at all the big races. And Michael, we're going to look at the Ashland in depth, but because we just heard that call coming out of the break, Monomoy Girl, a daughter of Gainesway's exciting young stallion, Tapazar. And boy, I am excited to see her later today as she makes her way down the road to the Kentucky Oaks.
Well, she's really improving filly. She showed good speed and ability last year. She overcame adversity in the Rachel Alexandra. She hit the gate. She was back behind horses, and she waited, and she then put herself in position. She made up ground that day and won very well. She looks terrific. She's grown and lengthened. She's gained weight. She's trained very well here, and she drew the rail, and she worked extremely well the other morning. It was Easter Sunday morning. She went in 47-1. It was a bullet work, and her workmate with Brad Cox came back yesterday and won.
Yep.
So she's sitting on a really good race, and we're very optimistic.
And Tapazar, by the way, recently represented by Hollywood Handsome as well, who ran a monster race in New Orleans handicap at the Fairgrounds. And look for him to be a major player in that older horse division throughout the year. Stevie, let's go to you for the Wood Memorial up at Aqueduct. 9 horses set to go. Enticed figures to take some beating, but I don't know. Is he the one to beat or what?
I think he's definitely the one to beat. In fact, I think he towers over this field. He's a 6-5 morning line. He's going to be odds on. And he's just a big, beautiful colt. He's by Medaglia d'Oro. He's out of a mineshaft mare. The further, the better for him. You know, one turn mile at Aqueduct last time in the Gotham, and he sat patiently. He got first run on the field and drew away impressively. I know Free Drop Billy, we were chasing him, but he was long gone at the 16th pole, was actually wrapped up by Junior Alvarado. So Enticed, definitely the one to beat as he looks to punch his ticket to the Kentucky Derby. So what do you play underneath him? And to me, the rest of them, you could put them all in a hat and just pick one. With that said, I did that exact same thing this morning and picked the 3, Evaluator. So I thought, well, I better come up with a reason why. This horse, when he broke his maiden at Saratoga going a mile and a 16th on the turf, first time out as a 2-year-old, he looked awesome. He came from out of it with Joel Rosario and just rolled down the lane. He didn't get a very fast number. He made 3 starts on the turf. He was grade 3 company in the With Anticipation and Pilgrim. Trainer Mike Dilger elected to try him on the dirt in October of last year, and he won the New York bred Sleepy Hollow Stakes, going a mile at Belmont Park. Came back 15th of January in another New York bred stake. He was beaten a nose. And Kendrick Carmouche gets aboard as Manny Franco moves inside to Friends and Fire. And actually, the jockey, Kendrick Carmouche, is Dilger's go-to jockey. They team up well. They're winning 23% on the year. And I think this horse can finish, and I think he'll be the one chasing Enticed. And he's 20-1 on the morning line, so maybe we could cash a nice exacta with Evaluator running underneath Enticed.
All right, there you go. That's the Wood Memorial. And Michael, what do you think? Is it all about Enticed in this one?
It looks that way to me. I was very impressed with him the last day, and the way the horse he ran himself, he was strong at the end, ears pricked. He was just in a gallop. He's a beautiful son of Medaglia d'Oro at a multiple grade 1 winning mare. It's tricky. He's been back in Florida training at Palm Meadows with Kieran McLaughlin. I think he's thriving. I listened to your interview with Kieran earlier, and I think this horse will relish the distance. He likes Aqueduct, and I expect him to win. Bob Baffert, in his interview, he didn't give me a huge amount of confidence in his horse, the 8 Restoring Hope, coming in off a maiden. So I'm not so sure about that one. And then our client, Tom Conway, has King Zachary in. He's taken a big shot. Tom and some of his friends are up in New York for the race. This is a son of Curlin out of a Giants Causeway mare. He was impressive in his maiden win. It is a big ask. We wish him the best, and but looks to me like Enticed is the class. He's got the most ability, the best figures, and pedigree as well, and I think he will take it and move forward.
And the pressure's off Enticed, by the way. Doesn't need to win this race to move on to the Kentucky Derby. He's currently in fifth position with 63 points to his credit. JT, what say you?
Yeah, a lot of weight on this horse Enticed, but I have him at 50-1 in the future pool, so I'm kind of happy with him.
Yeah.
He's, you know, a horse that's always competitive, and he's won 3 races, which I like. Coming up to the race good, sounded like Kieran's happy with him, so you can't ask for much more than that. I kind of like Stevie's horse a little bit, too, Evaluator. I think he's got a shot. It was a horse that you drafted in the Churchill Downs pool for our team, and
yeah,
he's adding blinkers today. That may get him a little bit more focused. I'm not in love with the blinker ad, because sometimes we've seen horses like Vino Rosso put the blinkers on and show too much early speed. So he's a closer, and maybe it'll help him, maybe it won't. But I like that stud Overanalyzed too. He's a pretty solid stud, huh, Stevie?
He's a very good stallion, off to a great start, standing over there at Windstar Farm. Just to touch on Bob Baffert's horse, he's a homebred son of Giants Causeway for Gary and Mary West. And it's interesting that Flavian Pratt goes over to ride him. He's been the regular rider for Kanthaka, who goes in the Bluegrass Stakes. Now, you can try to read into why Flavian's not riding him, whether they wanted to switch to Leperu. But, you know, if you believe that Pratt had a choice, he's going to New York for Baffert's horse. And Bob did say in a previous interview that the horse has always been well thought of. He worked unbelievable the other day, and he's put him on a plane. It wouldn't be the first time he's gone to New York, taken the money, and run.
No, not at all. He tends to do pretty well when he goes to the
Big
Apple.
He should be wearing a mask.
Yeah. Yeah. For Bob Baffert, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. And he's done it multiple times in New York, Restoring Hope 4-1 on the morning line in the Wood. All right, guys, what do you think? Santa Anita Derby. Who wants it first? Michael?
Yeah? Sure. Well, I think this is probably, like most people believe, likely to be a two-horse race. Bolt Oro, very talented horse, was unlucky last year in the Breeders' Cup. He had a tough trip. He was wide most of the way. Not sure if he was handling the surface there at Del Mar, Jude. But anyway, he's back. He showed up the last day. He was very strong. Unfortunately, McKenzie came out of that tough stretch drive with an injury and is now on the shelf, and hopefully we'll see him later in the year, possibly at Saratoga, where Bob last year shipped in West Coast to take the Travers. However, on the outside is Justify. This is a very talented horse. He's shown real ability, son of Scat Daddy, trained by Baffert, and he, I thought, was significant when, by drawing outside of Bolt, he'll be in a position where he can lay close, watch him make a move, be on the outside, which I think will be advantageous. And he's a super talented horse. He's a beautiful mover. He covers a ton of ground. He's very efficient. He doesn't look to be running that fast, but then you look at the fractions and they're like, wow, fractions. So it's an intriguing race. Look forward to seeing it later. They're going to be throwing it down the stretch, and I might just, give the edge to Justify.
Yeah, good point too, drawing outside. That's a very interesting point coming up in the Santa Anita Derby. Stevie?
Well, Justify has shown just freakish ability in his 2 starts, but let's not overlook, one was a 7-furlong maiden race, and I don't think anything he beat that day has come back and done anything significant. And then the 1-turn mile allowance race was in the mud. He was 5 cents on the dollar that day. and ran like he was supposed to. I don't remember a horse that's debuted and had two triple-digit buyer speed figures to start his career. And I think would justify you're either a believer or you're going to take a stand against as he steps up. He was going to be pointing to the Arkansas Derby, and when McKenzie got put on the shelf, they kept Justify at home. Immensely talented horse. I can't wait to see him run. He's training unbelievable. Everything I see looks great. And he's a very, very exciting horse. But I don't think it's a two-horse race. Bolt D'Oro, when I was out at Del Mar, I did not like the way that Bolt D'Oro was training. I didn't think that he was moving particularly well. And then he went and ran a gangbusters race where he was wide throughout. And unfortunately, he probably should have been champion two-year-old, to be honest. I think he kind of got robbed a little bit of that divisional honor. And Mick Ruiz, I mean, hats off to Mick. People like to talk about what he's doing with the horse and who is this Mick Ruiz, but the guy's put his money up, and he's done a masterful job with this horse. They were trying to get to the San Vicente. He had a problem, had to scratch out of the San Vicente. So he got him ready off the bench in the San Felipe, and absolutely one of the best races we've seen as a prep this year with he and McKenzie going down the lane together. There was the DQ, but it was just such a great race. So if you like Bolt D'Oro because of the McKenzie race last time out, then what's wrong with Instilled Regard? Because as a two-year-old in the Los Alamitos Futurity, he was involved in a three-horse blanket finish with McKenzie and Solomini, who came back and ran second, I believe, in Arkansas to Magnum Moon. This horse in Still Regard can sit off the pace. I see him just taken back off the rail. Joel Rosario gets the mount, as obviously Castellano stays with Bolt D'Oro. And my theory is that he flew down there for the LeCompte Stakes and was very, very impressive. Flew back, and then 30 days later flew back again and kind of ran flat in the Risen Star. Maybe just too much travel. And he's been at his home base. He's been working well. And I think he'll be overlooked. I think these three horses are possibly the three most talented three-year-olds in the crop right now as far as raw ability and upside. But I'm going to take number one Instilled Regard against the people that think it's a two-horse race. But this race could be a doozy.
Yeah, good point. JT?
Yeah, well, I agree with Stevie a little bit. I think it's a three-horse race, and I think it's very competitive. But I'm going to take Bolt D'Oro. He's the most accomplished horse. I mean, you look at Justify. He's beaten eight total horses in his life. He's never run in a stakes race. And how he's 6-5 in the San Anita Derby. I mean, I couldn't bet on him. He may win. He may be the greatest horse of all time. Might be the next Secretariat. Who the hell knows? But I can't bet on him.
How about the two Orbit Reign? As far as I know, he is not a scratch. This is a Mick Ruiz horse, the same trainer as Bolt D'Oro. This horse is a maiden, and he hasn't run since Boxing Day, the 26th of December, when he got beat in a turf maiden race. So Mick Ruiz slides in the two, Orbit Reign. A little bit of gamesmanship. Be interesting to see what the tactics are there. I think we pretty much know what the tactics will be with Orbit Reign, will be to keep Justify honest.
Yeah, very interesting. Again, you're going to hear all three of those Derby preps with us this afternoon. 5:30 Eastern is when the coverage begins. You can listen on affiliates in Lexington and Louisville. And, of course, you can listen nationwide at SiriusXM 83. That's a new channel than you're listening to right now. That's SiriusXM 83, 5:30 Eastern time. And, of course, you can stream us worldwide on our website, horseracingradio.net. Guys, I'm going to ask you this question, then I'm going to tell you the results of the poll question that we threw out this morning. Now, I want Michael and Stevie to give us their opinion. Which of the three Derby prep races today most likely to produce the Kentucky Derby winner?
Well, it's hard for me to go against Free Drop Billy, but I believe the Santa Anita Derby is the strongest of the three today.
Michael, how about you? Who gets your vote?
I would give that by a head over the Wood Memorial because I do think Enticed is a very significant player. I think you'll see a big race today. He'll like the distance and he'll like the extra distance at Churchill.
Yeah, interesting. And the Santa Anita Derby, by the way, not even close. 76% of the vote, and there have been a lot of votes, coming in on Santa Anita Derby. The Bluegrass second with 17. The Wood third with 7% in that poll question, and you still have time to vote at HRRN on Twitter. We're going to get to one final break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that grade one Ashland at Keeneland and another great stakes or two. Stay with us. It's the Equine Forum on HRN, your home for the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown.
The Equine Humane Center heals horses of all ages and retrains them to be ready for adoption into a new life. Please support their work by coming out to the Crawfish Boil, presented by Chrysler of Lawrenceburg, held on April 17th at Park Equine in Versailles. You can buy a $35 ticket at kyehc.org. Kentucky Cajun Bob will get you 5 pounds of crawfish, but no tickets at the door, so get them ahead of time at kyehc.org. The horses thank you.
Lexus. Once driven, there's no going back. Through inspired design, relentless innovation, and uninhibited performance, Lexus continues their pursuit to perfection with not only precisely engineered automobiles, but powerful, profound, and passionate experiences that move you like never before. Hey everyone, Mike Pena here, and extremely proud to say that I am a Lexus owner, or better yet, a member of the Lexus family at the Lexus store of Lexington. I've told you for more than a decade that the people make the difference at the Lexus store, and that is why I am so proud to be their customer and a member of their family. If you're in the horse business, there's no reason to look anywhere else. As the sponsor of the Grade 2 Lexus Raven Run at Keeneland every fall, the team at the Lexus store of Lexington is committed to supporting the horse industry and to being the dealership of the equine industry here in Central Kentucky. See for yourself. Stop in and talk horse racing with the godfather, Tony Attiano, and all the great folks at the Lexus store of Lexington. And I promise you will love your Lexus experience.
Boss, there's a photographer out here who wants to do a piece on Jimmy John's for her magazine.
What kind of piece?
Well, she heard about a clothing optional delivery policy and...
Did he tell her the naked driver incident was a momentary misunderstanding?
Yes, sir, but...
Did he tell her it's our meats that are going all natural, not our drivers?
Yes, sir, that's not...
Did you tell her Jimmy John's is committed to serving sandwiches with only the finest all-natural ham, roast beef, salami, bacon, and real fresh turkey breast?
Yes, sir, I did, sir.
So she wants to photograph our sandwiches?
No, sir. Actually, she wants to do a calendar.
A what?
A calendar. You know, the men of Jimmy John's.
Dibs on January.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meat.
Castleton Lions is home to blue blood sprinter Justin Philip and multiple Eclipse champion Gio Ponti. Justin Philip was North America's number one ranked second crop sire by earnings in January of 2018. Represented this year by exciting stakes place three-year-olds Upset Brewing and Blushing Justine, along with Riano Tesoro. Now 3-for-4 lifetime after taking the 36 million yen Crocus Stakes at Tokyo Racecourse on January 27th. Justin Philip is also the sire of What a Catch, winner of last year's Rockville Center Stakes at 2. Seven-time grade one winner Gio Ponti continues to prove his offspring can run on any surface at any distance. The sire of Eclipse champion and Breeders' Cup sprint winner Dre Fong
has won.
Canadian classic hero Sir Dudley Diggs.
Sir Dudley Diggs has won the Queen's Plate.
And marathon specialist Runtime.
But Runtime, motors on the outside.
Justin Philip and Gio Ponti standing at Castleton Lions. Visit CastletonLions.com.
This is trainer Chad Brown, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Red Brand Fence. This freaky fast performance is brought to you by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy John's.
Past the court of pole comes Justify by three lengths. Calyx Man is second on the inside of Shiver Me Timbers. They swing for home and it's Justify by four. Shiver Me Timbers second. Calyx Man on the inside is next. Justify coming past the eighth pole would have to race in outer space to feel less pressure. He's not yet battle-hardened, but just who is the most talented three-year-old to race this weekend? Justify, a colt of limitless potential, wins by six lengths from Shiver Me Timbers, and it's either Pepe Tonio or Calyx Man for third.
Welcome back to the Equine Forum on HRRN. Mike Pena, Jude Feld, that's Baron and Pontiff, joined by Michael Hernan from Gainesway, Steve Castagnola from Kempton Bloodstock. We are in our Jimmy John's of Lexington broadcast studios where the snow continues to come down. Still that fine snow. Michael told us just during the commercial break, he walked outside and it was starting to come sideways a little bit. So the wind picking up, the snow expected to continue till about noontime here in the Lexington area. And if you are just joining us, Keeneland postponing the opening of their gates from 11 a.m., which is the standard, to noon this afternoon. And if you're planning on tailgating on the hill, forget about it. The hill is closed for tailgating today, which gives Keeneland a little bit more time to get things ready for when everybody shows up for Bluegrass Day. Michael Rona with the call of Justify winning an allowance race at Santa Anita on March 11th. We talked about that race, the Santa Anita Derby, in the previous segment. Absolutely nailed it. Would have to race in outer space to feel less pressure. He just rolled that day.
Do you know, great line. Our crack research team here in studio, Justify closed as the individual betting favorite in the pool three.
Right. For a horse that's never run in the greatest stakes and has 0 points
close
to his credit.
Favorite. That's the buzz.
And has run against 8 horses.
Who have not come back and run.
A total of eight.
A total of eight.
In his 2 races.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot to prove. But look, the horse
bet.
Has ability. He has ability.
I like your 50-1 on Enticed a little better.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit better.
But. Big test today. Real quick, guys, we're going to talk about the Ashram. We're going to talk about the Grade 1 Madison at Keeneland today, too. Both of those really solid races. We don't often get time to do this, but with everybody coming to town for Keeneland here in the Bluegrass, I want to mention some of our local sponsors who have supported us for a very long time. And if you're going to be here in town, make sure you support them. Number one, Jimmy John's. We're broadcasting from our Jimmy John's of Lexington studio. Won't help you today if you're tailgating, but for the rest of the meet, you're going to be out there tailgating. Nothing better than Jimmy John's to take with you and stop by the store. They even deliver. Not sure if they deliver to the tailgate, but you can stop by and pick it up on your way. If you want a really nice dinner after the races, Tony's of Lexington, the place to go, right across from Rupp Arena on Main Street. Simply sensational. It'll be, I promise you, the best meal you're going to get anywhere in Lexington. And then for those of you looking for all your farm needs and supplies when you're here, I was into Woodford Feed the other day in Versailles, and you talk about a tremendous job. Bob Cleveland and his team just do a great job bending over backwards to take care of you, and they have everything you could possibly think about at great prices. It's Woodford Feed in Versailles, so make sure you support those local sponsors that support and have supported HRN for a very long time. All right, guys, the race prior to the Bluegrass is the Grade 1 Ashland Stakes, purse of $500,000 for the three-year-old fillies. Michael, I'm just going to start with you. We talked about it earlier when we heard Monomoy Girl, that clip of her winning the Rachel Alexandra. She's a daughter of Gainesway stallion Tapazar, and she is really, really good.
As she is, and she seems to be improving. She's been here for a while now. Brad Cox brought her in roughly 10 days ago from her win at the fairgrounds in the Rachel Alexandra Grade 2. She had a very good work over the track Easter Sunday morning. She posted a bullet 47, breezing, and she's an improving filly. She looks the part, and we're pretty excited, and we're hoping she will win today and give Tapazar, a Breeders' Cup winner himself, his first Grade 1 winner as a sire.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe the biggest challenge in there coming from another daughter of a Gainesway stallion, that's Eskimo Kisses, who is a daughter of To Honor and Serve from the barn of Kenny McPeak.
Yeah, this one co-owned by Gainesway stable Anthony Beck. Interestingly, she is races Lasix free. She's coming back quickly, 2-week layoff. She ran very well, strong closing second in the Fairgrounds Oaks, and she galloped over the track here Thursday morning. She's full of run. She's a big mare. She's a granddaughter of Winning Colors. A lot of pedigree here. She's very genuine. So she'll be making a strong late move and, you know, it's not completely out of the picture.
I think they're all running for second. I think, obviously, the filly on the rail,
Monomoy Girl.
She'll be the shortest-priced favorite of the day, and Brad Cox has done a masterful job managing her. Her first 2 races were on turf. She's a neck away from being undefeated. She may even have needed the Rachel Alexandra, and Michael alluded to. She hit the gate. She was wide. She came from dead last to win going away. She has a bullet work. This race is hers to lose, and I just don't see her losing. I think she'll earn a much-deserved Grade 1 win today, and I think the others are just trying to get Grade 1 placing. I'll take Patrona Margarita for second. Brett Calhoun, 2 wins yesterday. He swept the 2-year-old races. This filly ran fourth last time to Monomoy Girl. She hit the gate at the break, kind of cost her, and maybe she can bounce back. But I think Monomoy Girl wins by more than six lengths.
Wow. Wow, big margin there. And I, you know, on paper, she is the one to beat.
Well, not only is he picking, trying to pick the winner, he's trying to pick the margin,
right,
too. That's a little big A. Like,
well.
Run up the score, Monomoy Girl.
But she is a triple advantage speed figure play. What that means is the worst speed figure she ran was a 96 that came in her last race, yeah, off the layoff. No other horse in the race has ever run a 96. As a matter of fact, Eskimo Kisses, the closest she got was a 93. So the six lengths might be a little dicey, but well within range. And, you know, you don't want to say a horse is a cinch. You know, I mean, the only locks are in the deli, right?
Yeah.
So you just got to figure that she's the best filly, and if she can handle the track, whatever that may be today, that's going to be the biggest question mark for her, I think, is the surface.
And you'll hear that, Ashlyn, as part of our coverage this afternoon, beginning 5:30 Eastern time here on the network. The race before the Ashlyn, the Grade 1 Madison, 7 furlongs on the main track, big field. This one is for the fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. Stevie, how'd you see the Madison?
I see it as a big field, chock full of quality. I think this might be the best betting race on the card. Some extremely nice fillies and mares going in this 7-furlong Grade 1. I'm going to give the edge to the California Shipper, and that's the 8 Miss Sunset. There's a little bit of other speed signed on, but she is the speed of the speed. As they say, California speed is a little different than others. She can go 22-44 and keep rolling. In fact, she did last time when she won by 7. She did win the Raven Run here in October at the fall meet, going 7 furlongs. She's 1-for-1 at Keeneland. She's 2-for-3 at the 7-furlong distance. And I just think she's faster than everything else. And you can't beat what you can't catch. And number 8, Miss Sunset, I think, will wire the field in the Grade 1 Madison Stakes.
All right. Well, there you have it. We'll see. Michael Hernan, agree or disagree?
Well, I think it's going to be a front-end contested race that will produce the winner. The other two with contending speed as another California Shipper. This one, American Gal for Simon Callahan. She won the test last year by 4 lengths. I saw her school in the paddock yesterday, and she's a big, strong, strapping filly. She's carrying good weight. She looked well, and she's number 11, and she'll be right there. And then the 4-horse Miss Locust Point racing for Jim Reichenberg and Cassius King, Chuck Zachney. This filly was very impressive at Laurel in the Barbara Fritchie, 7 furlongs, very poor conditions that day, heavy snow at the time. She went to the lead, and she drew clear. So she's 1-for-1 on wet, and she's got a big chance as well, improving filly. So this is, as Steve says, an excellent betting race. There's a lot of horses who have chances. Also number 3, Salty for Mark Cassie, daughter of Quality Road. She's a legitimate graded campaigner, and this, of course, is the Grade 1 Madison Stakes at Keeneland.
Yeah, and one other sidebar to Miss Locust Point, who you mentioned winning the Barbara Fritchie. You mentioned Ryan Moore earlier, Michael, the jockey who will be riding in the bluegrass today for Todd Pletcher. Don't get to see him here very often, but don't get to see Jorge Vargas Jr. here very often either. So a cool angle there with the Madison and
true
Locust Point.
And I like the point that they're sticking with the jockey who knows this filly and vice versa. He's won the last 4 consecutive races on her and previously won 2 on her. So I think that makes a lot of sense. And yes, there are big name riders here at Keeneland, and some might be in the jocks room for this race. But this Mr. Vargas, in my opinion, don't know him well, but clearly gets along well with this filly, and I'm delighted for him that they're having him take the mount.
All right, coming up to one final break. JT, quickly, who do you like in the Madison?
Well, I like Amy's Mesa,
yep,
as they say in Canada. She's a tough filly. She's training good. I think she'll get a trip right behind the speed, and she can handle it. track, so that's where I went.
All right. Well, I want to thank our special guests for coming in studio with us on this inclement morning here in Lexington. Michael Herner from Gainesway, Stevie Castagnola, Kempton Bloodstock. Big day for both of you with all the races today. Several ties to horses running in greatest stakes. Michael, all the best, my friend. Thank you for everything you do for us, and thanks for being here.
I'm delighted to be here and looking to next week when we can reflect on some of these results, and maybe the Oaks and Derby will certainly be more in focus.
Yeah. All right. Stevie, thank you, my friend.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's something I look forward to. We keep the streak alive by making it this Saturday. And don't forget, the hill is closed for tailgating, but we'll be open for sledding after 2 p.m.
All right. We'll get to one final break. We're going to come back and wrap this one up for you. Stay with us. It's the Equine Forum on HRN, all presented by Red Brand Fence, manufacturing the V-Mesh and non-climb fence you see on horse farms worldwide.
Strategize, analyze, select. Join Keeneland Select to bet on racing from around the world on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, anytime, anywhere. Featuring the best rewards in racing, free pass performances, live video, race replays, and more. Plus, Keeneland Select invests a portion of its profits back into the sport. Join Keeneland Select today and earn a $150 sign-up bonus at KeenelandSelect.com. Dedicated to the sport and dedicated to the players.
This is Tom Leach for Kentucky Bank's Wealth Management Department. Investing in today's world requires advice that is timely and responsive to your investment needs and objectives. At Kentucky Bank, we strive to provide you with our full range of investment services with the highest degree of service and to deliver it in a personalized and effective fashion. For a no-obligation review, call Clark Nyberg at 859-988-1318. That's Clark Nyberg, 859-988-1318. Call Kentucky Bank and call it home. I do.
Mastery retired undefeated, winning his four starts by a combined 20 lengths. A six-figure September sale purchase, he won impressively in his two-year-old debut at Santa Anita. From there, he captured the Grade 3 Bob Hope Stakes and completed his juvenile campaign with a dominant performance in the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Futurity. At 3, the top-rated son of Candy Ride sizzled in the San Felipe, running a 105 buyer and winning by open lengths. Mastery, new for 2018 at Claiborne Farm.
When it's time to paint the fences and barns, think Farm Paint. At Farm Paint, you get the industry's best coatings and paints factory direct at low, low prices. Farm Paint is your source for quality paints, roof coatings, dustless arena footings, and more. You can purchase online or drop into a Farm Paint store near you with locations in Heart of Bluegrass Country at 700 Phillips Lane in Lexington, Kentucky, Columbus, Ohio, and Sandusky, Ohio. Buy factory direct and save at farmpaint.com. That's farmpaint.com.
Power. And Tapazara, sterling performance today. Tapazara and Cory Nakatani take the dirt mile.
Passion.
And it's American Pastime in a very, very impressive effort today.
Performance.
But it's Monomoy Girl and the Rachel Alexandra Stakes. Laurent Giroux and Monomoy Girl, 1/3.
Gainesway stallion Tapazar is Tappet's leading miler, breaking his maiden by 10.5 lengths as a 2-year-old, wiring the Grade 3 Sham Stakes by 4.5 lengths at 3, and running away with the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile at 4. A top 10 third crop sire, now with more than $3 million in progeny earnings, including Monomoy Girl, who discovered a new racing style while winning the Grade 2 Rachel Alexandra at the fairgrounds, closing from last to blow by the field in the stretch. Monomoy Girl is now being pointed for Keeneland's Grade 1 Ashland. Tapazar, standing at Gainesway.
Power, passion, performance. You know I'm talking about Gainesway Farm.
Hi, this is Calvin Burrow. You're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Don't miss any of the road to the Kentucky Derby prep races and through the entire Triple Crown like only Blood Horse magazine and tablet can bring you. Plus, right now, you can sign up for the Blood Horse Triple Crown Special, which is 12 weekly issues for only $12. Go to bloodhorse.com/TC to sign up now. Busy morning, JT.
Yes, it was.
Covered a lot of ground. I think we're ready for the races at snowy Keeneland and chilly Aqueduct and hopefully sunny California. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Hello, John Gasper. How are you down there in Florida?
Yeah. Loving life with the warm weather.
Yeah.
Great tweet from our friend Mark Toothaker out at Spendthrift. Great job, HRN, today. Made my stall cleaning at my little place fly by. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you listening, bud.
Yeah, he's a loyal listener.
Our thanks to Jesse Eulery from Keeneland, Kieran McLaughlin, Bob Baffert, Mick Ruiz for taking the time to join us for interviews in the first half of the program. Michael Hernan and Steve Castagnola here in the second half. Don't forget, we're back this afternoon, 5:30 Eastern Time. Sirius XM 83, your home for coverage of all three Triple Crown races, plus, Derby prep races. We're not to the Triple Crown yet, one step at a time. Our affiliates in Lexington, Louisville, and streaming worldwide. Check out our website for a podcast and to listen online. For our producer, Lee Delapina, Sean C. Chauncey, with our social media. For Jude Feld, I'm Mike Penna. We'll talk to you this afternoon, 5:30. Go Steelers.
Good night, Barbados.